we're going to tell you a story about Morris. His tale started nearly 11,000 years ago, and he's ended up on a golf course in Saranac, Michigan. The owner of that golf course, Morrison Lake Country Club, is Dixie Riley, and she's with us now. Good morning, Dixie.
Good morning.
How did you first find out that there was a mammoth somewhere under your 18 holes?
One of our employees that was weed whipping in the creek literally found the tooth, and he is a graduate from Lakewood High School. He had just had a segment of that in his science class, and he knew exactly what he was picking up, and that's how it started. He brought it into the clubhouse, and we called the University of Michigan, and they came out and verified that we did have a mammoth tooth.
You never thought about going down there and digging for yourself to see what was there?
No. We didn't really want to, once we knew what it was. Actually, it was just a matter of hours. Scott Beld, who is the assistant to Dr. Fisher, who we contacted, was up that afternoon. Oh. He had me describe the tooth over the phone, and within hours, he was there.
Well, let me explain to me how this works. I mean, they discovered this late last year, right? And it's been months since you haven't had the use of this particular hole.
You can still play the golf course, and you can play the hole. Where this is it's very visible on the course, but the course is still playable.
Okay.
Do you take a mastodon mulligan?
Yes.
Were you hoping this would be a huge find? I mean, what did you find out when they started to uncover this mammoth?
Well, when Dr. Fisher came back, they discovered the tooth like in, I think it was in August. Dr. Fisher came back with Scott Beld in September just to verify what perhaps they were actually looking at. They did a small dig and came up with 51 specimens. There was vertebrae, tusk, and they determined at that point that it was probably a 6-ton male mammoth. We then all discussed together when was going to be a good time for them to come back. Dr. Fisher is one of the paleontologists that was in Siberia dealing with the baby mammoths.
Right.
I mean, he's very world-renowned.
Who owns the mammoth now?
We do. It's actually called the Riley Mammoth Site at this point.
And what do you do with it once it's uncovered?
The University of Michigan will get all of what they find.
And
we're donating it to the university for study.
Will you change the name of the golf course?
No.
Maybe they change the name of the hole?
No. We'll have Morris.
Which hole is it in? Is it on?
It's actually right in front of number one.
Number one. So you could call it the woolly first hole there.
We could do something with it.
Has it attracted people or kept them away?
No, it has. It's attracted people. We've rather opened it up. We wanted to make sure, like, the high schools or students could come out.
And become addicted to golf.
You know,
I know you've got to. Dixie Riley is the owner of the Morrison Lake Country Club. The Morris is the 11,000-year-old mammoth skeleton that they found on her golf course there in Saranac, Michigan.